the blue sky. In the next moment, there's thunderstorms, lightning, and you become frightened and you cry. What happens to your enjoyment? When you realize that you are the self, blue skies, thunderstorms, they're both the same. Nothing can hurt you. There's no one left to enjoy. You just are these things. You are bliss. You have become Satchitananda, being, knowledge, and bliss. That's the true nature. This is why, as I said in the beginning, these words are meaningless unless you've experienced that. Otherwise, it don't mean anything.
Yeah, you kind of lost me here.
Most people like to go to classes where the teacher chants mantras and gives you relative knowledge and tells you how to improve your finances and your health and your lifestyle. Those people draw thousands of followers. But of course, these things don't exist. They exist for a while. You get a good feeling. You improve your life for a while. But you have to go on with your life, and soon you die. And then where are you? Nowhere.
I lie there and it gives me
a
good feeling. There's always something
missing. It's all good when you need it. Nothing is wrong with anything.
Well, I can still go and still get the good feeling and do the chanting and all that, but I feel like there's something more. I mean, like there, you know, I can't stop there.
Then you'll go onward.
Pardon?
You will go onward wherever you have to go.
You spoke of discipline, and sometimes you have those in previous lifetimes or whatever. Sometimes I get the feeling that, you know, I'm just not very disciplined, so I need to go to some place like that so I can get disciplined. You know, like, I don't have enough of that. Or,
as I said before, this path is sometimes a contradiction. Because it is true, you need discipline, and then again, you don't need discipline. There's a time when you do, and there's a time when you don't. But if you follow the principles involved by asking yourself, who is it that needs the discipline? You will realize that your true self never needed discipline, but your ego does. And since you are not the ego, there's no one left for discipline. It all evens itself out.
When you refer to discipline, what do you mean? What would be your definition?
Well, I mean not being rude to other people, not being obnoxious, being kind and loving, putting other people first, having compassion, helping others.
So you're not talking about meditation or mantras? That's what I would refer to, consider, feeling like I'm not, like, oh, I change, I do a little bit of this, and I do a little bit of that, and I sometimes feel like I'm a butterfly.
Well, meditation and mantras are good, but they're only to make you one-pointed, to make the mind one-pointed. So you can disintegrate the mind.
So it is important then, and even now, to do meditation.
It's important for some people. Again, if you can make your mind quiet, then it's unnecessary. But all the spiritual disciplines that you're referring to are only to quiet the mind. When the mind is quiet, everything happens by itself. When the mind is noisy, the world becomes real and terrible for you. Therefore, mantras quiet the mind. Meditation quiets the mind. Everything leads to quieting the mind.
Watching the breath.
To quiet the mind.
So you don't need any thing or fixed time or at all of the mind to help that.
Yet there are some people who do need that kind of discipline. Because that's the way they are in this life.
It's all karmic.
It's all karmic. Your heart will tell you. What feels good. What feels right.